Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So all eyes will be shortly turning to the political stage here, with the Taoiseach set to call a general election before the week is out, and the week is nearly out, but yet more cracks are starting to show in the coalition, because during yesterday's final cabinet meeting of this government, coalition leaders clashed over a memo on how this €3 billion climate and nature fund should be allocated. Well, for more, I'm joined now in the studio by political editor with the Irish Examiner, Elaine Loughlin. Elaine, good morning to you. It's hard to turn away from the United States, but turn away we must, because things are going to move really quickly here. We'll talk about the potential timeline in a moment. But why was there fallout over this climate and nature fund of the €3 billion?
Well, this was the final cabinet meeting of this coalition that happened yesterday morning, Claire. But I think this row probably stemmed from a meeting the previous night. On Monday night, the three coalitions leaders traditionally meet to go through items on the agenda at cabinet, essentially a clearinghouse to make sure that there is agreement and that items effectively sail through and get ministerial approval at that weekly meeting. Now, this was raised along with a plethora of memos, it has to be said, that were brought forward by the Green Party at Monday's meeting. And I think there was eyebrows raised around the sheer volume of memos and items that the Green Party, specifically now former leader Eamon Ryan, wanted to get through in that last meeting. And this was one item, the Nature and Restoration Fund. It's a long-term fund that will go towards items such as perhaps retrofitting and other targeted measures, not being rolled out till 2026. So this is a longer term project.
But they are very important projects, aren't they? It's retrofitting public buildings. It's large scale retrofitting.
Yes. And with that comes a large price tag as well. So the three government leaders at that meeting decided that no, that would not be on that final cabinet agenda. Fast forward to Tuesday morning, and Eamon Ryan, who we do know now is departing politics in the coming days, it has to be said, and that the timing of the election is something I'm sure that'll be discussed, brought this up, even though the three government leaders had decided that it was not up for discussion. Now, he was quickly slapped down by both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach.
He broke ranks. So, you know, when you said that the Greens came to the leaders' meeting with a plethora of memos and eyebrows were raised, were the raised eyebrows saying, here, are you pulling a fast one here at the last meeting of leaders to try and get these things out there so that you can go into this campaign saying, look, what we achieved?
I think that was the feeling. And Eamon Ryan did bring forward six memos at Tuesday's meeting. So a large volume of items coming from him. And as I said, he is a politician who's on the way out. He does want to get a significant number of items across the line before he leaves politics. Mm-hmm. But this one was one that was deemed a no-go, especially because it requires buy-in and consultation with a large number of departments, given the large-scale spending that would necessitate the implementation of this Climate and Nature Fund.
Because the €3 billion has been agreed and signed off on. It's how it's divvied up.
Exactly.
That was that issue.
Exactly. And among the items that Eamon Ryan were suggesting was around €1.2 billion that would go towards the retrofitting of state buildings. So you're talking about hospitals, schools, universities, to make them more energy efficient and in doing so bring down our carbon emissions. Other things were around biomethane projects in rural areas, and then we had district heating, the rollout of that basically heat produced by large companies would then be funneled into heating our homes, and we have that in other countries. Projects of a large magnitude that would be across many years. And I think what the government were saying, and the other two main parties, was signing off on something like this on the eve of an election might not go down very well with the electorate. And we've seen before, it's slightly different, but where governments have perhaps tried to fill boards ahead of the Dáil going on recess or ahead of elections, doesn't really go down well with voters.
So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael just didn't want to tackle this pre-election.
They certainly
didn't want
it
on the agenda. And it's not on the agenda now because of the slapdown, as we have been calling it.
Exactly. And that was quickly ruled out of order, essentially, by the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste at that meeting yesterday.
Now, let's talk about the general election, Elaine. It will be called either tomorrow or on Friday because the finance bill is done. Well, it went through the Dáil last night, didn't it? Shannon, today.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just essentially a box-ticking exercise in the Shannon today. There are a number of other votes that will be happening this evening, revised estimates of a number of departments. Essentially, these votes provide enough money for these departments to get across the line. They'll need extra funds this year. So once those votes are across and voted in the Dáil later this evening, you'd imagine that the Taoiseach, the road is clear for him to go to the Áras at any point in time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a very slim chance that he might go this evening. Unlikely. The other opportunities are tomorrow morning before Simon Harris goes to Budapest for an informal meeting of EU leaders. But at this stage, I think that the thinking around Leinster House is that Simon Harris will wait until he returns from that meeting on Friday afternoon and then go to
the president. Strategically, if he were to announce the election and then jump on a plane, it means you miss the momentum of the first day or the first 24 hours.
Exactly, yes. And I suppose you don't necessarily have to, while it's customary for a lot of Taoiseach or previous Taoiseach to go to the Dáil and announce that they're dissolving the government and the Dáil and then go to Áras an Uachtaráin, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. And we saw with Enda Kenny, he tweeted out ahead of the general election that he would be going to Áras an Uachtaráin to ask the president to dissolve the Dáil. So there are a myriad of ways which you can call an election, and it doesn't look likely that the Taoiseach will go into the Dáil now. As I said, most people are betting on Simon Harris going to Budapest, coming back and then asking for a dissolution of this Dáil.
Well, there was talk of him announcing it on the tarmac when he gets back at Dublin Airport. Is that still on the cards?
That's also a possibility. But as we know, Simon Harris is the TikTok Taoiseach. Very hard to say, but I've got my tongue around it this morning. Does he go on social media? Does he decide, as you said, to do it on the tarmac once he gets back on Irish soil? Perhaps there may be an announcement in government buildings. There are a number of options, but what we do know is we will be in a campaign by Friday.
All right, Elaine, thank you very much. That's Elaine Loughlin from the Irish Examiner. Now, coming up in the next hour, the former Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, will be here in the studio to tell us all about his very intriguing new book called Running from Office. And you won't want to miss that. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.